I know it's not easy. I have a few in my family, and the stress, and I have one that's just writing his papers right now. I won't call his name, but it's not easy. And to see that you've been through this for 8 years in Toronto without the family per se living in with you, and it's not easy, and I congratulate you, you know.
Thank you. It's something too, like, you know, I would like to encourage, well, not just the younger people, most certainly the younger people, but I'd also like to encourage people my age, you know, hey, you know, if you think you can do this, go and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Go and
if
photo and then try to see what else you can contribute to society, because that's the whole idea now, you know.
Yes.
You know, you get the information now and you need to try to do something with it. You know, Montreal has always been, I've lived here most of my life.
Right.
So it's like, you know, Toronto has been my home for the last 8 years, but, you know, like I'm back home. So, hey, bonjour, Montreal. It's good to be back home.
You glad know? To have you back
so
home.
What's going on? So I'm gonna ask you, hey, Stretch, what's going on in Montreal, man?
Yes.
What's happening here? What's been happening?
I remember the early years I would get a call like that. How is Montreal?
Yeah.
So congrats again, my friend. And
thanks.
Looking forward. So what are you going to do now? Teach music?
Well, there's a whole bunch of stuff that's there, you know. But like I said, I'm back here, you know, and I'd like to see. So I'm asking you, what's going on in Montreal? What's happening with the culture scene and the people? There's a lot to do.
Good.
And I would like to see what is best for our community in one sense. And I would like to see how best I could contribute.
Good.
Our community development in all aspects of culture. Because that's what this ethnomusicology has covered, you know. So there's so many things that I see there, you know, and I would like to push that to see how far, you know, what, you know, because like I mentioned something, since 1974, when we had that carnival, you know, and lots of stuff happened. And, you know, I can just, you know, I don't want to get into political or anything like that, but, and you know, we were given a certain of financing at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the type of financing that we are getting at this time, it's totally inappropriate. When you look at it, there's some kind of there's some kind of payback or something, because something is totally wrong to what has been given and what is being done now. And you know, there's a whole lot of gaps to fill in between there. But you know, there are a lot of things then that we should be looking at as a community. And I intend to look at that, a lot of these things.
Well, this is an open invitation to you. Whenever you have something you want to discuss, you make sure you get a hold of us. And for sure, you can sit in with me or just do a thing yourself, you know, for a couple of minutes. And you have an open platform, all right?
Thanks a lot, Stretch. It's been my honor and pleasure to be part of the community.
Same here, my friend. Just to hear you and to see your accomplishment. Much respect to your wife and also to your kids and grandchildren. How many?
Thank you. 11.
Wow. That's a busy family. Thank you, my brother.
Yeah. We have our own band, of course, you see. So.
But of course. Of course. Thank
all
you.
Right,
all right, my
all
friend.
Right. Okay, Montreal.
That's Dr. Salah Wilson. And I have nothing more to say but congrats, Salah. You did it. You put your heart to it and you did it, my brother.
The Caribbean News is sponsored by TNT Palace, 6343 Victoria. Doubles, macaroni pie, fresh roti made every hour, all your traditional Trinidadian flavors. Open 6 days a week till 8 p.m., closed on Mondays. Call 514-587-8423, TNT Palace, 6343 Victoria.
As we continue to fight the spread of COVID-19, there are new support programs in place for those who need them, including a stronger, more accessible EI and 3 new recovery benefits. Continuing to support Canadians now will help keep us safe and make Canada more resilient. Visit canada.ca/coronavirus to learn about the new income support programs. A message from the Government of Canada.
When your parents need your help, you're there. When your kids say something's wrong, you're there. When your friends have a rough day, you're there. Be there for yourself the way you're there for others, as it's normal for these uncertain times to bring out negative emotions or anxiety. If you're finding it difficult to carry out daily tasks, there are solutions. Visit quebec.ca/gettingbetter or call Info Sociale 811. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Red alert. The spread of COVID-19 is at a critical level in your area or a neighboring region. Getting together with family or friends is prohibited, and traveling to other regions is not recommended. More targeted restrictions have been put into place to limit the spread and prevent a lockdown. Learn more at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Continue to wash your hands, keep a 2-meter distance, and wear a mask when physical distancing isn't possible. We need to act now. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Yes, a message from the Government of Quebec. Please wash your hands, keep your distance. And, you know, I had an experience there where the person said to me, you know, you have seen me and, you know, I'm a very clean person. It's not you're judging anybody, please believe me. But this thing can hitch a ride on your eyebrows, you know, any part of your body. So it's not that you're just handing something to somebody. If you notice, most of these people, when they say, I don't know how I got it. Because one lady from the mailbox, another one from the green box that they push out with this stuff in it. So spray these things, you know. I mean, make your spray yourself. You can go to the CDC. I'm not a druggist, so I'm not I'm not a pharmacist. I'm just telling you what I read from the CDC. 1/3 bleach and 1 gallon of water. And you can spray all these things, your doorknob, your car doorknob. Don't worry, the bleach won't. It doesn't have enough bleach in it to damage your clothes and all that. All right. So these are things you have to look into. Go to the CDC and they'll tell you about this bleach thing. It works. They say. All right. So hear this now. We're gonna put somebody to work, and let's see what he's up to.
Rocking the airwaves of CKUT 90.3 FM. It's DJ Nicholas. DJ Nicholas. In the mix.
Oh, wow. He's in the mix. Here we go.
Papi by the TV taking a nap. Tomorrow for 9 morning, see not missing that. It's Christmas again. It's Christmas again. It's Christmas again. It's Christmas again. A feeling of joy that we always share.
It's Christmas again.
Especially around this time of the year, when Christmas is near. Warning at home.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Cause we're going shopping this afternoon.
Shop, 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 shop.
There's only one toy alone he could choose.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Cause he $20 have to buy shoes. Me little sister Susie start a fuss. Mommy, where's Santa bringing for us? I don't put the list under me pillow. I hope it ain't like last year when he didn't show. It's Christmas again. It's Christmas again. It's Christmas again. It's Christmas again. A feeling of joy that we always share.
In the airwaves of CKUT 90.3 FM. It's DJ Nicholas.
DJ Nicholas.
In the mix.
in the airwaves of CKUT 90.3 FM. It's DJ Nicholas.
DJ Nicholas.
In the mix.
DJ Nicholas.
Rocking the airwaves.
This hand me bomb me want it so much. River do river tide. Me want me boss. This hand me bomb me want it so much. Come to want me with the tin and paint the rust. This hand me bomb me want to me boss. Similar boss.
Rocking the airwaves of CKUT 90.3 FM. It's DJ Nicholas.
DJ Nicholas.
In the mix.
I want me brush.
Give
me brush.
Give
me brush.
I want me brush.
Yeah, Santa looking for a wife somewhere.
Walking the airwaves of CKUT.
I hope he finds him. Finds her.
Pardon.
Some parang music. I'm looking for a gentleman I want to chit chat with. Okay, we'll just go on until he calls. 25 minutes past the hour. air right away. Hello, Ron, you there? I don't think Ron is there.
How are you going?
All right, good, good, good. How are you going?
I'm doing fine, Stretch. I'm doing fine.
All right, you on the road?
Yes, Stretch.
Okay. So what's up with you? I have to find out what's happening with the food stuff and all that.
Well, the food, look, today, Stretch, we delivered food to old folks' home today.
Right.
And I would also like to thank Mr. Cambridge and Ron McDonald, or Ronald McDonald, for the donation and helping us with the costing of the food to help these elderly folks to get their meals today, you know?
Nice, nice.
They wanted to remain silent, but I had to mention their name because it's important, you know, that we do this.
So it is very important, very important.
It's very important. And, you know, it's one thing I have to say, Stretch, is that, you know, like some of the folks who I take food to them, you know, I do it at a loss, but it's in my heart because, you know, one of these days we'll be elders too. My mother was an elder. But some of the folks, they tell me that they're lonely. When I get there, I'm the talking point. It's a 10-15 minute talk.
Yes.
At the door.
Yes.
You know, we maintain our distance. But some of them tell me, you know, like the kids, they don't even call me. My family, they don't even call me. They just leave me. And when I get there, I'm the person who gets that conversation, the jokes, the laugh. They crack one joke, crack two jokes, you know.
Yes.
I love doing this.
Yes.
I love doing this, you know. But please, I want to say, if you have your mom, your dad, your cousin, your auntie, or whatever, give them a call now. Please, they're lonely. They want someone to talk to. Go in front of the door or the window and scratch your window. Throw a stone. Like the back old days when all they was dating and trying to sneak in. Throw a stone for the girl to look outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hi. Hi, Grandma. Hi, Mom. Please, do it.
I hear
I'm
you.
I'm begging you.
I hear you.
As you say in Jamaica, I'm begging you, Uno. Do it.
I'm begging you, yes. I mean, you know, sometimes people ask me why I do this program. It's for several reasons. It's because one of the facts that we don't have this kind of thing on our airwaves all over 24/7, although CKUT and others, CJLO, they try. And I will always repeat the story that many years ago, I remember getting a call. We had 2 hours then, and the first hour was a soca hour or calypso hour, whichever. And there's this call that I got, and the lady said to me, "Thank you for letting me see my country one more time." And I said, "Yeah, how is that?" She says, "You know, I'm at the Montreal General Hospital here, and I've lost my sight, but you have made me see my island of Trinidad one more time, and I've never forgotten that." So, you know, when you do take these meals to the various people, when you get to be my age, you will look back and say, "Well, thank you, I did something." Because
right.
Nothing feels better than giving, Aaron. I really agree with that. You know, nothing feels better than giving. So continue doing what you're doing, man. I will always give you the ear time.
Yes, I enjoy it. Also, Stretch, before I go, I would just like to say for the folks who have already booked their meals for Christmas, please do it because we're cutting off on the 18th or the 19th of December. You can give me a call at 514-943-6036 to book your Christmas meal. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The menu will be online by tomorrow at caribfoodhub.com. That's caribefwdhub.com. You can go there. You can book your meals online. If you're a senior and you do not have a meal for Christmas, give me a call anyway. We have people who are in the wings who are going to help deliver the food, who are going to help me with this whole process. Okay, some of the people, their names, they don't want to be mentioned, who donate money to seniors for food, I will keep their anonymity that way. Okay?
And so after the holidays, we'll broadcast it right here on West Indian Rhythms. We have to tell these people thanks. I don't care what they say. We have to tell them thanks. You know, because...
We have to.
We don't have a choice, you know. Like, I have a young man here now who wants to give away some cash to a single family, a single mom. And he has the smaller version, of iPod, that he wants to give away.
Yeah,
so, a
tablet or something like that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'll be announcing that one more time. And those of you who want to get hold of me, you can text me at peerfunds@hotmail.com. And I will make sure he gets your message, all right? He will be making his choice. I'll let him do it on here. He says he doesn't necessarily have to meet the people. But if somebody gives you something, it would be nice to say thank you to them. So there are good hearts out there. Ron, I thank you very much.
All right, Stretch.
You be good.
I'll be good. And don't forget tomorrow, log in at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock
boom,
tomorrow.
Boom, boom time.
Boom, boom time.
Yes, 4 o'clock. Boom, boom time. Sister P, Storm, Angel, Ronnie G will be pushing up the slides.
Yes.
Please do check us out.
All right. That's good right, old Stretch. Ronald from Best Bite, of course. So we're going to wrap up this half an hour.
Half an hour.
And we're having a good time. Sunset and warm up, Mary. We have a drink up.
Christmas morning.
Christmas time is once here again. Time for fun and celebrating. Celebrate it how it should be.
Honestly, this music is sweet, you know.
Let your worries stay behind. Come on, let's have a good time.
Everybody!
Because Christmas morning we
celebrating.
And with the string band we
serenading.
Sunset rum.
Sunset.
I will be fetting till New Year's come. Now I'm dancing wrong and I'm having fun.
From Christmas morning,
the music's sweet, I'm moving my feet.
Christmas morning,
don't hesitate, it gon' be great.
Christmas morning,
a wonderful time to go out and land.
Christmas morning,
time to get the Christmas morning. Call on the picnic day on it. I know you're tired from all of the baking. Plus you just finish hanging the curtain. Not even time for love making. Everybody busy preparing. Lord, years like this, so we don't know. Christmas morning, come let we go.
Yeah, that's my boy. I trained him well. I play some sweet music there to that boy. I wonder what happened. Must have been lots of loving last night or what? Why are you laughing? Why are you smiling at me? You know, you're a bad boy. Yeah, that's my son, Mr. DJ Nicholas. A lot of people say, is he your son? I couldn't have a hat. Yes, he's my son. Yeah. All of them are my son. Him, Colin, every one of them. They're all my sons. They're good people to me. Both boys and girls.
When your parents need your help, you're there. When your kids say something's wrong, you're there. When your friends have a rough day, you're there. Be there for yourself the way you're there for others, as it's normal for these uncertain times to bring out negative emotions or anxiety. If you're finding it difficult to carry out daily tasks, there are solutions. Visit quebec.ca/gettingbetter or call Info Sociale 811. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Red alert. The spread of COVID-19 is at a critical level in your area or a neighboring region. Getting together with family or friends is prohibited, and traveling to other regions is not recommended. more targeted restrictions have been put into place to limit the spread and prevent a lockdown. Learn more at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Continue to wash your hands, keep a 2-meter distance, and wear a mask when physical distancing isn't possible. We need to act now. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The COVID-19 pandemic in Canada is serious. We must continue to practice all public health measures. Follow local guidelines for gatherings, maintain physical distancing, wash your hands, wear a mask, and download the COVID Alert app. If you have symptoms, even mild ones, stay home. Protect yourself and others. Learn more at canada.ca/coronavirus or 1-833-784-4397. A message from the Government of Canada.
In the fight against COVID-19, we must all continue to respect public health guidelines and follow self-isolation instructions. Self-isolate if you have symptoms. Self-isolate after testing. Self-isolate if the test is positive. Self-isolate when you return from a trip. And self-isolate when you've been in contact with someone who's tested positive. Self-isolation is important. Please, take it seriously. Learn more at quebec.ca/self-isolating. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
I just love that French language when they say the Gouvernement du Québec. It sounds so beautiful. So how are you doing, Montreal? It's I am getting someone on the phone who wants to say thank you to someone. So that's the phone. Here we go. Okay, Miss Jewel, you're on the phone. You're on the air right away. So. What's up, my dear? I haven't heard from you in a long while. Your broomstick still alive? Oh, she's not there. This phone system is going to drive me crazy. You there now?
Yes, I'm here.
I know. I was asking, how is your broomstick? Is it still alive? You enjoying it?
It's a little rusty now, you know, because from all the dancing and thing, you know, it kind of getting, it's smoothing down now. It want more rust up now.
Oh, I see. So how you been, Joel? I haven't heard you and I have seen you in a while because of this stupid thing here. What's been up with you?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. I'm not too bad. You know, I'm hanging in there. I got to keep close to home. You know how it is.
Yes, my dear.
But it's not too bad. I'm hanging in there, you know, so... If I'm going to go on the air, I call the station number or your number?
No, you are on the air now.
Okay.
You're live and direct as live can be.
Okay. So I want to give a shout out to the Council of Black Aging and Ron from Best Bite.
Oh, good.
For delivering the meals to the seniors, you know, because the seniors are... Some of them are lonely. Some don't have family.
Yes, you were saying that.
Some don't have people to call on them. So what he's doing and what they're doing is very, very important because it's saying to us that they haven't forgotten us in this pandemic time. And they know how hard it is because people cannot get together for the holidays. And
right.
You know, families can't visit as they would like to, or you can't visit as you would like to. So this is a gesture, a very good gesture, and it's well appreciated.
Right. So I hope he's still listening. He's on the road there now. I was just speaking to him earlier on.
Yes. And with his, he's even limping a bit, and I can still see that even though he's limping, he's still trying to deliver as much as he can, you know. So.
Right.
This is beautiful what he's doing, and it's well appreciated. And I hope everyone is staying safe and wearing their mask. Very important.
Mm-hmm.
Wear their mask and keep their social distancing and try to communicate as much as possible with your phone and your computer, your tablet, whatever, you know, so you can stay in touch with your family and friends, you know. And if you find that you're feeling lonely or you want to talk, you know, pick up the phone, call somebody. Don't stay there lonely. Call a friend, call your family, call somebody. And do the same thing, people. You know, friends and families, call your people. Call your people because they may not be thinking of calling of you because they might think maybe they're bothering you. But give them a call, you know, make them feel appreciated.
All right, my dear.
And hope everything goes well.
All right.
Be safe, and God bless.
You too, okay. My dear. Be safe, all right?
Thank you.
All right, okay. My dear.
Walking the airwaves of CKUT 90.3 FM.
That's Miss Jewel Jones.
Nicholas. DJ Nicholas.
And annoying DJ Nicholas is in the background. Gonna say I was sort of doing my thing and you interrupted Mr. Stretch, so let me bring it back. All right, DJ Nicholas in the mix,
rocking the airwaves of CKUT 90.3 FM. It's DJ Nicholas, DJ Nicholas in the mix.
Vince, Christmas sweet boy, the Christmas shopping, the decorating, the serenade, and the caroling, the night morning. Christmas sweet, my sweet, my sweet. Come on, let me go, boy. Christmas in St. Vincent, really sweet. It's sweet, oh, it's sweet, oh. Christmas in St. Vincent, really nice. It's nice, oh, it's nice, oh. No other place I'd rather be to celebrate the nativity. Our celebration of Christmas is unique. Go to the novena or party in the street. The Christmas sweet, the Christmas sweet.
Christmas in St. Vincent sweet.
The Christmas sweet, the Christmas sweet.
Christmas in St. Vincent sweet.
The light in houses, light in streets.
Christmas in St. Vincent sweet.
Friends and family meet and greet.
Christmas in St. Vincent sweet.
The Christmas sweet, the Christmas sweet.
Christmas in St. Vincent sweet.
The Christmas sweet, the Christmas sweet.
Christmas in St. Vincent sweet.
You're going 9 mornings without sleep.
Christmas in St. Vincent sweet.
Early morning concerts in the street.
Christmas in St. Vincent.
Christmas sweet, sweet, the Christmas really sweet. The Christmas sweet, sweet,
Christmas in St. Vincent sweet.
The Christmas sweet, sweet, the Christmas really sweet. The Christmas sweet, sweet,
Christmas in St. Vincent sweet.
Yippa! It's a win, how the gang boy? Lano, Christmas food sweet boy. Let me know.
Of Christmas, when we celebrate the birth of Jesus, a time of joy, peace, and love, gifts from heaven above. Let's share the feeling, that loving feeling. So call your mother, tell her you love her. Call your daddy, the whole family. Say a little hello, just a little hi. A season greeting, spread a Christmas feeling. Call somebody, call somebody. Can be a source of blessing to a lonely soul, very comforting. So someone that you can give them a Christmas cheer and share the feeling, that loving feeling. So call your auntie, call your granny, call your teacher, call your leader. Say a little hello, just a little hi. A season greeting, spread a Christmas feeling. Call somebody.
In the airwaves of CKUT 90.3 FM. It's DJ Nicholas. DJ Nicholas. In the mix.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. I hear my two main dancers are going off the rocks. Mr. Alistair, the movie star. And of course, Mr. Kingsley. The man who is like grandpa. Hello, my boys. Hello, mom and dad. You know you all come second and third. CKUT 90.3 FM in the mix. In the mix, DJ Nicholas.
Right away, I knew something was wrong. cake batter in a bowl, but the oven was cold. Looking wrong, I couldn't find a spoon. Not a protein was hanging. The ham still wanted boiling. I can't find my wife even. Seems like she gone. Even, why is Christmas Day you choose?
Even,
girl, you have me so confused. My heart is burning, my belly griping, look people laughing.
Even, why you leave me so I'm gone?
Rocking the airwaves of CKUT 90.3 FM. It's DJ Nicholas.
DJ Nicholas.
In the mix.
Coming up to that time.
The airwaves of CKUT 90.3 FM. It's DJ Nicholas.
That he is.
In the mix.
3 minutes to the hour, 6 o'clock. One more from Nicholas, he insists. Here we go. I'm trying to get a live picture of me doing this program here, so if you go on Facebook, you might see me. Whoa. Right here on this computer thing. All right. So we'll see. We'll try and get it. Taking us up to 6 o'clock.
Something.
search from wall to wall. Can't find it at all, so be sure that the cork didn't fall. She had the cork in she hand, the cork in she hand. She played with the cork in she hand. I can't understand why this woman had the wrong got the cork in she hand.
Never! Bring drinks, someone bring on drinks! I said to bring on six, man! Never, never! Never, 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 never.
I tried to bring this thing up live, but it's not bright enough, all right? So, you know, I tried for the person who asked me to, so. All right, we're going to wind down this part of this this program. It's 6 o'clock in the afternoon hours. My name is Howard Carr, and I'm here with you until 7 o'clock. This is going to be our reggae hour. We have a soca hour, a reggae hour. Once again, I want to say congratulations to Dr. Sala Wilson. And I have someone who will be joining you soon. So hats off to you guys, because I know the dedication that is involved. Not that I've ever gotten to that level, but I spent 3 years in Toronto trying to get a subject that I knew nothing of, but it worked out. I had an idea, but it worked out, and so I know, put it in 5, 6, 7, 8 years as Sala did. Congrats to him. All right, so we're gonna pay some more bills, and then we'll get back into the reggae music, so stay tuned. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Christmas morning. You know, I want to take some calls on that day and let you all let loose how you feel on Christmas, because don't forget, Christmas this year